Minimum wage workers in Alaska will get a pay raise of $1 an hour starting tomorrow. As KMBA's Jacqueline Estes reports, the wage hike affects more than hourly workers.
In 2014, Alaskans voted for $1 increases to go into effect in 2015 and 2016. The first raised it from $7.75 per hour to $8.75. The second, to $9.75 an hour, goes into effect January 1, 2016. Joe Dunham is statewide supervising investigator of wage and hour administration at the Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development. He says affected jobs include some in fish processing, fast food, and home health care. He says the change also affects workers paid by how much they produce instead of an hourly rate.
For example, if a sheetrock hanger gets 20 cents a square foot, he still has to be paid at least minimum wage for all hours worked in the pay period. So if he has a bad day or a week or a pay period where he's running out of supplies and, you know, not really hanging a lot of sheetrock, all hours work times the minimum wage is the least amount his paycheck can be. So it actually applies to all employees.
Dunham says the change also affects employees who are exempt from overtime pay requirements.
For example, a manager being paid on a salary basis. The minimum salary requirement is twice the current minimum wage based on a 40-hour work week. So $9.75 an hour times 2 times 40 is $780 a week minimum being paid on a salary basis. So it affects a whole lot more than just, you know, the industry being paid by the hour.
Dunham says some employers do try to get around paying a salaried person working a 40-hour work week the annual minimum of $20,280.
Home health care, for example, there's a lot of assisted living homes that pay their employees on a salary basis, and that salary basis doesn't even equal minimum wage and overtime for all hours worked. You know, let's say you work 24-hour shifts 7 days a week and the employer's paying you $1,200 a month. I'm sorry, that's not nearly enough for all those hours.
Dunham says the state respects the position employees may find themselves in with an employer who seems unaware of or unwilling to make the required change, and he says they can help.
Many of them are afraid of losing their job, even though it might be sub-minimum wage, but it might be all they have. And we've got ways of, you know, contacting the employer without directly putting the jeopardy on the employee. So we're not going to kick the doors down, especially if it's going to cost somebody their job, you know.
People can contact wage and hour offices in Fairbanks, Wasilla, or Juneau, or call the Anchorage office at 907-269-4900. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.